From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily restored Representative Laurel Libby's ability to vote while she appeals a censure order for identifying a high school transgender athlete in a critical social media post. Steve Missler has more.
Libby was censured in February by Democrats in the Maine House for a social media post that sparked the state's ongoing conflict with the Trump administration over transgender athletes participating in girls' sports. The censure prohibited Libby from voting or debating until she apologized. Libby sued House Speaker Ryan Fecteau, saying the censure violated her First Amendment rights and left voters in her district without representation. While the Republican lawmaker was on the losing end of two preliminary rulings by a federal judge and an appellate court, the Supreme Court granted her request for immediate relief by a vote of 7-2. Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson dissented. The majority did not explain its ruling, which is typical of decisions made on the court's emergency docket, also known as the shadow docket. Libby's lawsuit will continue to play out in the lower court. In a statement, she described the ruling as a win for her constituents and the Constitution. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Maine Democratic Congressman Jared Golden says he'll seek a fifth term serving the state's second congressional district. The announcement ends speculation that Golden might run for governor or the U.S. Senate. Golden acknowledged in his statement that he'd considered other options, but that ultimately the best chance to restore balance in Washington is for Democrats to retake the U.S. House. Maine's 2nd District could hold the key to Democrats' fortunes in 2026, as it's expected to once again draw heavy spending from outside groups. While Golden has been able to win the seat ever since knocking off former Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin in 2018, he's faced sharp criticism from Democrats and could face a primary next year. State Auditor Matt Dunlap recently announced that he's considering such a challenge. Perhaps acknowledging that possibility, Golden's announcement today was accompanied by a range of endorsements from current and former state legislators and union leaders. No matter who Democrats put forward in 2026, there's a good chance they'll face former Republican Governor Paul LePage in the general election. Former State Representative Austin Terrio, who narrowly lost to Golden last year, announced in a social media post that he will not enter the 2nd District race and is backing LePage. At a Cumberland County Commissioners meeting last night, several dozen people called for an end to ICE detainees being held at the county jail. Sheriff Kevin Joy said his department is squeezed between people who want an end to cooperation with ICE and those who want to see even more collaboration.
You folks are fired up. People that want to lock them all up are fired up, and we're trying to do the best we can to do what's right for everybody.
Joyce said there are about 60 people in ICE custody currently at the jail. Many of those who testified said the agency is leaning on local jails to further its mass detention priorities, while instilling gripping fear among immigrant communities in Maine. The commissioners did not indicate what, if any, action they would take on the matter. Healthcare providers who prescribe medication abortion drugs like mifepristone and misoprostol could soon have their names removed from prescription bottles. That's if a bill making its way through the Maine legislature is approved. Steve Missler brings us this additional report.
The proposal would allow practitioners prescribing abortion drugs to request that their names are replaced with that of their health care facility on prescription bottles. Representative Sally Clucci, a Democrat from Bodenham, says the bill protects providers from harassment and threats.
They have been stalked, targeted with bomb threats, and harassed at their homes. In far too many cases, these incidents escalate into death threats.
The bill also comes amid a new legal landscape that pits states with restrictive abortion laws or outright bans against those with more permissive regulations. In some instances, prosecutors from restrictive states have attempted to bring criminal charges against residents who travel out of state for the procedure or their providers. While 18 states, including Maine, have adopted shield laws to protect patients and doctors, medication abortion is emerging as a new front in the conflict between states. It accounted for 63% of all abortions in 2023. During the public hearing, Maine Family Planning testified that it counsels out-of-state patients who obtain medication abortions in Maine to dispose of their prescription bottles here to avoid possible legal action. Two states, Washington and New York, have enacted similar labeling laws. The Democrat-controlled House narrowly advanced the bill 75-71. It now moves to the Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Maine Audubon says the proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act would harm protected plants and animals across the country and in Maine. The Trump administration has proposed changing the law's definition of harm to exclude threats to a species' habitat, focusing only on a direct injury or death to the species itself. Laura Minnick-Zitzky, the Associate Director of Conservation at Maine Audubon, says that undercuts the effectiveness of the act.
One of the things that keeps on striking me is how this is really not only not within the spirit of the law, but it's also not in the spirit of what I think the average American wants.
Zitzky says that although Maine has its own state-level endangered species protections, they're designed to work in concert with the federal law. And she says many of Maine's protected species migrate to other states, which vary in the levels of protection they provide. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the rule of law and the Supreme Court. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.